Want to start our Christ-focused lesson? A reading from Luke chapter 14, just two verses. And reading these verses, it's going to become very clear quickly what the thought of our lesson is. And it certainly is focused on the Lord. And one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things. He said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said Jesus unto this particular individual, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. As we come together upon the first day of the week, we have set before us as part of our service the observance of the Lord's Supper. A great supper, the greatest supper we will ever jointly participate in while on this earth. The scripture we read said, Blessed is everyone who partakes of this supper in the kingdom of God. I'll read that so as not to misquote it. Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And so everyone who eats of the bread of the Lord's Supper and drinks of the fruit of the vine of the Lord's Supper is blessed. It's prepared for those who are in the kingdom of God. Now, just like the great supper of Luke 14, 16, which we read, this supper also is made possible by a certain man, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is that man. I want to consider four things about Jesus. Two will be in his character, and the other two will be what he has done. Four things in total about Jesus that make this supper possible. I went to a gospel meeting. It's been now, you know, time passes rapidly. It's been probably at least 3 or 4 years. I visited the gospel meeting at New Richmond, and during the lesson that evening, the brother stated, the greatest part of Jesus' character was, and I knew he was going to say love, but he didn't. He said, humility. We sing, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And then I believe the chorus ends again with those same words. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Humility. Acts chapter 8, verses 33 through 35. And this is the eunuch and Philip. And the scripture being read. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Jesus was that certain man of Isaiah's prophecy. Without his voluntary humility, the supper that we're about to observe every first day of the week, every Lord's Day, would not be possible. Luke chapter 22, verses, start at verse 24 and read about four verses. Humility, the humility of the Lord. And there was also a strife among them, which one of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? And then the Lord answers the question. He says, is it not? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. If the King of Kings and Lord of Lords had not been willing to become a servant, this supper would have no foundation. But he was willing to become as a servant. He did become as a servant in his humility. Philippians chapter 2, again about four verses, beginning with verse 5. Paul writes, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, as something to be clung to. He willingly gave that up rather than clinging to it, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. This supper highly exalts his name. It also tenderly reminds us of his love for us. Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. The love of Jesus for us. John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. But even at that point, it was not too late for the Lord to turn back. He still could have turned back, but his love for us and for all of mankind was so great that he would not permit himself to do what he could have done. Matthew chapter 26, verses 53 and 54. Jesus said that night in the garden, thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels to come and rescue him out of their hands? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? And so it was, because of his great love for you and for me, that his earthly mission had to be fulfilled, and it was fulfilled. He loved them, and he loves us to the end. John chapter 15. I have down here verse 9 and then verse 13. John 15, verse 9. The Lord said, as the Father hath loved me, So have I loved you, continue in my love. Verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The Lord laid down his life for us, and his love cannot be separated from his supper. A love so great, it goes beyond our ability to fully understand and comprehend. Ephesians 3, verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. The love of Christ, which passes human knowledge, for us to completely and fully understand. We know it's true, but the depth of it is beyond our knowledge. And so humility beyond compare, love beyond comprehension, and yet the supper could not be finished, the preparations could not be finished without his sacrifice. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, his sacrifice. Matthew chapter 20. Going to read verses 17 through 19. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. His sacrifice could not be complete. His supper could not be complete without drinking the cup of his sacrifice. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and then I believe verse 42. Matthew 26, 39. The cup of his sacrifice. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and he saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Make sure I've got the right verses, and I think I do. Verse 42, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus went to the cross. He gave his all, the ultimate sacrifice for us. He drank the cup that only he could drink, his cup of suffering and sacrifice on the cross. He said, it is finished, John 19, verse 30. Luke 23, verse 46, still on the cross, drinking his cup of suffering and sacrifice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. His sacrifice was finished. His work was placed into the Father's hands. And the third day, the Father's hand raised him from the tomb. We sing that hymn. Part of the words are the words of the hymn. Lo, he is not here, but risen. Christ is risen from the tomb. The supper would not be complete without his resurrection. And we're just going to read two brief passages about the resurrection. What Peter had to say on day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 24. Peter said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom the resurrection, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. And finally, the words of the Apostle Paul about concerning the resurrection, the Lord's resurrection, Acts chapter 13, verses 28 through 30. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. The Lord's Supper, a memorial and a remembrance of him each first day of the week. And we could say a lot of things concerning the character of Jesus and the all of the things that Jesus did for us. We could say a lot of things about the Lord's Supper and what that means to us. But his humility, his love, his sacrifice, his resurrection, we keep all of these things and more in mind as we observe the supper until he comes again. These things stir up our memory, our remembrance of him, and we'll now observe the supper.